BBC News with Cathy Clugston. The United Nations says hundreds of people have been killed in ethnically inspired violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the past 3 months. The UN Human Rights Chief Zaid Raad Al Hussein said investigators in Kasai province had identified 42 mass graves. Earlier, a Catholic Church report put the number of dead in Kasai over 9 months at 3,300. The Colombian president Juan Manuel Santos has given FARC rebels another week to hand over their registered weapons as part of a peace deal. Today had been the deadline for the final disarmament of roughly 7,000 former rebel fighters. Police in the Indian state of Madhya Pradesh have charged 15 men with sedition after they allegedly celebrated Pakistan's victory over India in a major cricket match on Sunday. The men, all Muslims, reportedly cheered the Pakistani team. The South Korean president Moon Jae-in has said it's clear North Korea bears a heavy responsibility in events leading to the death of the US student Otto Warmbier. Mr. Moon told CBS News it was not possible to know for sure that the North Koreans killed Mr. Warmbier. Polls have opened in a special congressional election in the US state of Georgia, which has been seen as a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency. The seat has long been held by the Republican Party. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says work has started on the first new Jewish settlement in the occupied West Bank in 25 years. The settlement will provide homes for families evicted from an illegal outpost. Prosecutors in Spain have accused the Manchester United manager Jose Mourinho of tax evasion during his time in charge at Real Madrid. They say Mourinho, who's Portuguese, owes $3.6 million dating from 2011 and 2012. It's alleged he didn't declare income related to his image rights held in an offshore account. He's yet to comment. BBC News.